Aquatic invasive species can be detrimental to a lake's health. Eurasian water milfoil, curly leaf pondweed, and spiny water fleas have all been found in lakes in Vilas County.
Once they're in there, it is very hard to get them out. Most of the time, you're just not going to. And in some of our instances, for example, like spiny water flea, we just don't really even know how to manage them.
That's why Vilas County Lake Conservation Specialist Kathy Higley works so hard to prevent the invasive species from getting in the lakes in the first place. Clean Boats, Clean Waters is a large part of that effort. The County Conservation Office works with other agencies, lake associations, and volunteers to monitor boats coming in and out of public boat launches. Last year, volunteers and paid staff spent nearly 10,000 hours monitoring lakes in Vilas County. One of the more challenging parts of the effort to stop AIS spread is securing the funding.
Counties were, in that position where they have someone hired and then they put in for another competitive grant, and then they don't get it. Somebody ranks higher, and then they end up having staff leave because the job goes away.
Higley is hoping that DNR's new Lake Monitoring and Protection Network will help. It sets up AIS funding more like a contract and less like a grant. The DNR will distribute funds based on a number of factors like AIS presence, the amount of surface water, and public access availability.
I think it's going to create just a bit more consistency, and people who live on the lakes and who love our lakes won't really be as questioning as, where do I go with the concern? So I think after a time, it's just going to be a little bit more stable of a situation.
A little over half of all Wisconsin counties signed on this year. The DNR expects more to join when the next funding cycle begins in the fall. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.